Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Sorry about the audio going up and down there. I didn't have things set up properly. Anyway, we have a great show planned for you today. It's Tuesday, and we have the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. My co-host Rob Regish will be with me in a minute. Then we're going to talk about regular caffeine consumption and its effects on heartbeats. It's going to be an interesting discussion because a lot of people are afraid of coffee and caffeine because it does raise heart rate. But what does it really do to the beats? Does it change the rhythm? What effects does it have? We're going to discuss all that in the second hour. In a little while during the Blueprint Power Hour, we're going to be giving away free tickets to the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio in 2 weeks. And we also have some tickets to the VIP Meet Arnold after the show. He does a seminar, and we're going to be giving those away too, so you're going to want to stay tuned and listen for that. Just a couple things real quick. Thrive Advanced Protein is available at Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V, protein.com. If you use the coupon code ThriveLife, all one word, you'll save 50% off your entire order. We're getting lots of positive feedback about how much people like the product. Check it out. Go to ThriveProtein.com today.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Yeah, doing great, man. I'm getting ready to head to the gym after the show, so I'm in a great mood.
Now, I know you ordered Thrive. Did you get any yet?
I was going to say, I haven't got it yet. I have a feeling today's the big day, and I can't.
Hopefully you'll get it today. Good. Yeah. What's going on over at CoachRobRegish.com?
Well, we're still in the midst of pre-launch for my new book over at FastMuscleBook.com. And you can head over there and get yourself a copy for a mere 99 cents. You also get a complimentary copy of the Blueprint Bulletin, Best of 2015 issue, the Fast Fat Loss Special Report, and my webinar, The Drink. Learn to make the best bodybuilding and fat loss shake ever. So that's a lot for 99 cents.
So let's look at other things you can get for 99 cents. You can get one third of a cup of coffee at Starbucks for 99 cents. You can get one third of an energy shot at your local convenience store for 99 cents. What other things can you get for 99 cents? You can get, you can get 1/25th of the newspaper today for 99 cents. Pick your section. Because that's all you'll get. What else can you get for 99 cents, Rob? You can't get a crispy. You can't even get. Correct me if I'm wrong, but White Castle's is 99 cents a burger now, right?
I haven't been there, so I wouldn't know. But I wouldn't doubt. I don't think you can get a Krispy Kreme donut for 100.
I was going to say that. I think a Krispy Kreme donut with tax and everything is like a buck and change. What else can you get for 99 cents? Come on, really?
FastMuscleBook.com, and I will let you know ASAP when my Thrive gets here. I can't wait just to see it. I hear people are eating it, but, you know, just a spoon out of the jug.
When you open the jug, you'll notice two things. The smell of it. Some people have said it smells like vanilla cake icing. Other people say it just smells like a very strong smell of vanilla. It's got an amazingly wonderful aroma. Also, you'll notice that it's not sandy, and it's also not dusty. If you ever open a jug of protein powder, scoop it out, drop the scoop in your cup, and a cloud of protein powder forms over the cup. It just like rises out, and you're breathing it in, and it's like becomes airborne.
Yes.
You won't have this with that.
You know what I'm really interested in is whether or not I get an allergic reaction, because supposedly I am severely allergic to whey. Okay, that's right. What came back on the blood test.
Right.
But there was an episode where you pointed out, you know, that may be due to other factors. You know, this is coming from grass-fed cows, correct?
Right, right. We've had three different people message us or post on Facebook and say, I am lactose intolerant, and this protein powder does not upset my stomach. How is that? Why is that? And I said, because there's 350 million CFUs of probiotics in it and protease enzymes in it. So your body, the protein powder, once you add water to it and drink it down, it digests itself.
Yeah,
it digests itself.
I can't wait. I'm going to put it head to head with my two favorites, Mass Pro Whey and Ultra Peptide 2.0.
There you go.
Yeah, got to tell it like it is. So,
but it doesn't taste as good as those. I can already tell you that. I mean, it's not going to taste like. It's not going to taste like, oh, my God. You're not going to drink this and go, geez, I wonder if there's sugar in here.
I was never in it for the taste.
No, but I'm saying it's not like the best tasting way. Like some people out there say the best tasting way in the world. We're not that. We're not trying to be that. But anyway, I want your opinion when you're ready.
Yeah, man. Soothing to the stomach, too, is the mark.
Yes.
Is the hallmark of a good
It doesn't thicken. When you add water to it, it goes down like it's like milk. It's like drinking milk. It's not like drinking pudding. It's great.
Perfect.
Dan Zeipel says, it finally happened. I got a shoulder injury. I was doing a lot of shoulder presses and benching. I guess I can do dips for chest, but shoulder presses are my favorite and don't want to give them up. What can I do now that'll help, and what do I do when it's healed? Don't do dips.
Yeah. Well, shoulders are by far, right, the most common injury in gym. So it pays to understand why. Maybe more than any other joint, the shoulder is the most flexible. There is a price to be paid, though, for that flexibility, and it's this. There are many intricate muscles involved, and the possibility of hurting something is therefore increased. Hey, it's like a plane with four engines. You know, if one quits, you've got three more, but you also triple your risk of an engine fire. So that being said, the bench and overhead press are the two biggest offenders of shoulder injuries in the gym. And a large part of that is because they force you to, you know, where your elbow is held at 90 degrees, a 90 degree angle, which is a very disadvantageous position for your body to be in. Now, you throw hundreds of pounds of excessive load on and you're really playing with fire. And the final nail in the coffin for most guys is you see them perform around a two to three to one ratio of pushing versus pulling movements. So by not performing one pull for every push, you create a dangerous imbalance. And you can spot these guys a mile away. Just look at their palms, right? If they're facing backwards, you are looking at a ticking time bomb, because their overdeveloped front delts and underdeveloped rear delts not only look ridiculous, they set the owner up for a lifetime of pain. Instead of the overhead barbell press, I would ask you to consider the handstand push-up.
Mm.
Now, that movement, it takes a hellacious amount of strength, but it puts the elbows and shoulders in a much safer position. And it can even heal injuries provided it's approached correctly. And by that, I mean easing into the movement, let's say by first performing pike presses. You can Google these on YouTube. There are some very good exercise illustrations. But at its core, it's simply elevating the feet, keep your glutes and middle elevated, and then press from the floor at increasingly steep angles. Now, as time goes on, you'll eventually get close to that vertical position. This is one instance where the Smith machine can actually be of some use, right? Because you're progressively elevating your feet there. So if your gym has one, and no doubt does, consider it for such. Once you are in the near vertical, or the vertical itself, it's time to head over to Target or like store, because in the kids or the toys section, they usually sell these interlocking soft foam puzzle mats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're about a quarter inch in thickness. What you want to do is stack those up under your head, kick up into a handstand now against the wall. You lower yourself until the top of your head touches the top pad, returning and let's say locking the movement out for 7 or so reps. Every workout or every other workout, remove a mat to increase the range of motion. You know, and in the event you can only get 3 reps after removing one, build up to 7 before removing another. Soon enough, you'll be doing full handstand push-ups. Now, I tried that with 45-pound plates. A lot of guys say, why not just use 45s? The depth increment, the thickness of the plate, becomes a little much, especially as you get down to the, you know, the full range of motion. Plus, I mean, who wants to lug that many 45s over to the side of the wall and pull it back? Just get those interlocking foam mats. You can use them for a lot more than this, too, by the way.
Okay. The next question comes from Corey. Is it Fugel?
Fugel, I think.
Fugel. I'm sorry, Corey. Long-time listener, first time submitting a question. In your opinion, is HMB worth it? I keep seeing positive studies all over the web, but there's also appears to be multiple versions of HMB. HMB free acid, and I guess regular HMB, you could call it. I'm already taking creatine and beta-alanine. Like everyone else, though, I'm on a budget, so I need your help in deciding if it's right for me. Thanks again, and love the show.
Yeah, this is a good time to discuss HMB. It's been some time now since the free acid version has been released, and we've got a decent amount of feedback now from folks that have used it. Before we do that, though, some history and why it's important. Bill Phillips and EAS back in the day were on a roll. They had already introduced some very effective products that people raved about, right? Metrix, to a lesser extent, vanadyl sulfate, but the big one, creatine. Everyone who was anyone was waiting with bated breath on the new issue of his magazine, Muscle Media. And lo and behold, the next issue broke the news. The next big thing was going to be HMB. And with creatine still fresh in people's minds, few had any doubt this was going to be a slam dunk too. HMB was born with a healthy dose of science and hype, and it came complete with published studies spearheaded by a Dr. Steve Nissen. He was the co-founder of MTI, the company that researched and developed that ingredient. Most onerous, though, was this proclamation by Bill Phillips himself. HMB feels like DECA. Long story short.
So that's just, where the everything feels like DECA phenomenon came from? Just like everything tastes like chicken? Was it from Bill Phillips?
Well, you know, feels like DECA would be a sarcastic, you know, it's a sarcastic reference to many supplements that just don't work.
Right, right.
And his reputation took a big hit. The deal was this, HMB was supposed to recover you like crazy. While tipping the scales of anabolism in your favor. Unfortunately, all it did was drain the wallets of those going all in. So if you fast forward 15 to 20 years, free HMB was heralded as fixing all of HMB's problems. It was going to be so much better absorbed, faster, worked a lot better. And then there was an absolutely incredulous study showing that free HMB added drug-like pounds of muscle in a relatively short period of time. The reality is that the study in question was essentially rigged. And free HMB is turning out to be no better than regular calcium HMB. It just costs more. In fact, Adele over at Supversity recently did a nice article on this. Basically, regular calcium HMB is as good. But here's the thing. HMB only seems to, quote-unquote, work when a ridiculously high-volume, you know, training routine is used. A lot of times these will be referred to as insane workouts. Now, male trainees are notorious for doing whatever the hell they want in the gym. You're not going to train their training. You're not going to change their training, rather. And that's precisely what they did when they added either form of HMB. So predictably, they got zero results. Besides, the supplement should work regardless, right, of what loading you're using. It's just as long as it ensures progressive overload. Here's the bottom line. HMB, in my opinion, is not worth the cost-to-benefit ratio. You're much better off supplementing essential amino acids before, during, and after a workout, and a high-quality protein powder post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, if, you know, we're all looking for the magic supplement. It turns out that nutrition is the best supplement of all.
You remember when it came out, the free acid? I called I called it. It's just, you know, it's leopard doesn't change its spots.
Yeah. Free acid. I actually thought if you bought a bottle, they gave you a tab of acid. I was down for that. But then I found out it was just a new type of HMB.
It'd be great if you got high, but
yeah, right?
You didn't even do that.
Yeah, free orange sunshine with every bottle of HMB. Get it today. All right, look, we have to take a break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We come back. We have a question from Derek Benton, it looks like. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. You can learn more about the coach by going to his website, CoachRobRegish.com. It doesn't get easier to remember than that. Stay tuned.
For extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Next question comes from Derek Benton. Derek says, if I can get the pages to flip. I've always trained 4 days a week and feel great doing it. What that means is that I've tried training 2 or 3 days a week, but don't feel nearly as good. I did get stronger, I guess, because of the increased recovery time, but quickly returned to my 4 day a week schedule for my mental health. I'm 32 years old, have ECTO learning tendencies, ECTO, I don't know what that is, and have a whey shake before and after my workout. Suggestions on what I can do better.
Yeah, I think he's saying he's an ectomorph.
Oh, leaning tendency, not learning. I was like, what the hell does that have to do with working out? Okay.
Well, you know, his age is driving a lot of what his feedback is here. So it really pays to understand some hard and fast rules. Now, these are generalizations, but they're good guidelines. You know, you can train hard and heavy, I would say, up until your late 20s, that frequently, you know, let's call it 4 days a week. Around age 30, though, the situation changes largely because you experience the largest or biggest single decline in natural test and GH secretion during a male's lifetime. In order to keep getting stronger, some modifications then are in order. Now, notice I'm using strength as the qualifier, right? Nothing else can be so accurately measured week to week or certainly workout to workout. Whether it's 4 days a week, 3 days a week, or what have you, this training maxim always applies. Got to remember this. Any fixed training frequency will ultimately fail with time. And the reason for that is, as you grow stronger, the stress from the additional weight that you're lifting, sets and reps, requires you take longer to recover between workouts. As soon as your strength gains start to slow down, insert just one extra rest day. And doing so will see your strength shooting up again. And you know, the reality is this. No extra amount of creatine, protein, etc. is going to do the same thing. Just you need to wait on nature. What you're feeling in terms of mood is related to endorphins released during training. Traditional rest, like laying around on the couch, results in zero endorphin, which is where I think he is now. Instead, you want to consider forms of general physical preparedness on your off days, like dragging the sled, which I'm going to do right after this show. Not only gives you a workout high, it speeds your recovery, too. The other alternative is to explore ultra-abbreviated sessions, three or four days a week for 3 weeks, followed by a one-week deload. And those sessions, the ultra-abbreviated ones, are characterized by very short 15 to 20-minute workouts using compound exercises. A good example is doing as many pull-ups and push-ups in 5 minutes as possible. Even including warm-ups, your total exercise time there should fall between 15 and 20 minutes. The benefits of that strategy include a much greater focus on progression and a much faster recovery versus 60 and 90 minute sessions. And I'm telling everyone now who's probably scoffing at 5 minutes, 5 minutes is an eternity, right? When you're gunning for max reps in that time frame, give it a shot. You will be very pleased. And then finally, from what he's telling me here, his pre-workout, pre- and post-workout nutrition leaves a lot to be desired. Straight Whey is often marketed as a quote-unquote fast protein, but the reality is it's not fast enough, meaning it takes 60 to 90 minutes for the body to liberate the amino acids from Whey's intact protein strength. What Straight Whey is what I call, what's referred to as an intact protein, meaning it's a long string of amino acids, kind of like a ladder, and it takes time for your body to break that down. By the time that it happens, the workout window is long gone. I would suggest, therefore, bracketing your workout with Thrive, if we're going to stay consistent with protein powders, because it contains a good whack of essential aminos along with whey, casein, colostrum, and a whole lot more. So the stage release kind of goes like this. The essential aminos get to your muscles, right, fast, and then whey and casein have longer tails on them, mm-hmm. which trickle feed the muscles for hours afterwards. So, you know, something to consider. By the way, does Thrive contain micellar casein?
It does, because it uses a whole milk concentrate, which is 80, from cows, it's 80% casein and 20% whey. Oh. Or is it, wait, it's the other way around. No, yeah, it's 80% casein and 20% whey. So we get a small amount of whey from the whole milk, and then we add whey concentrate top off the whey.
You should highlight that more in your write-up, seriously, because I was thinking, wow, this thing would be perfect if it had some micellar casein.
Well, it does. I guess we didn't use the word micellar casein, but it does say it, that whey and casein and colostrum. So it's, I have to be careful not to become too technical, because we expect this product to end up in places like Whole Foods and stuff. And we don't want to take the average person and make their head explode with a lot of stuff that they're not sure of, you know?
You know what it sounds like. It sounds like the original Metrics when it came in the base and plus canisters,
uh-huh.
when it was the Rolls Royce of any protein that was on the market. It's exactly what it was. It was a whey and casein mix with added glutamine and some other stuff.
We don't add glutamine to it, obviously, exclusively glutamine, because glutamine, as the name implies, is a glycogenic. A glucogenic amino acid, it will convert right to sugar.
Right.
You're right. This is a three-phase protein powder when you think about it. And we know from research that when you mix slow and fast proteins together, you get a greater muscle-building response to the meal than if you just take whey or casein by itself. So we actually have three phases. As you point out, amino acids go right through the lining of the stomach into the blood. Bang. They start the metabolic machinery working on repairing muscle. Then you've got the whey that kicks in next and the casein that kicks in for hours after that.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right.
And that's, you know, you time that correctly around the workout and you're golden.
Well, and isn't it interesting that science has proven that that is exactly what gets us the greatest response to muscle building effects of protein. And that's also how mother's milk is made.
Yeah.
Think that's a coincidence?
I was going to say, look where it got us when we deviated from Mother Nature.
Yeah, we started isolating just whey and casein and everything else. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When
When you train with it, you'll gain with it. MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I love this next question. Eric DeBonis says, I keep reading about having a protein shake before bed. Does this really make a difference, or is it just marketing hype? What's your take? What do you take before bed?
Yeah, it's a good one. You know, as he's pointing out here, many athletes like to consume a protein shake before they turn in at night. And the theory is it provides the muscles with the extra amino acids while they sleep, right? And that's good for muscle growth, or so say the claims. Well, it turns out they're right. Dutch nutritionists recently confirmed the theory in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. It was actually the first scientific study that's been done on the effect of nocturnal protein shakes, and thus differs from all the other studies that look at the effect of protein just before or after a workout. So around midnight, the men in the control group drank nothing but, you know, coloring agents and flavoring. Men in the experimental group, on the other hand, got 40 grams of casein, which is a protein, right, the other milk protein that digests slowly. And long story short, the men in the casein group had noticeably higher levels of all essential aminos in their blood and during their sleep than the controls. The researchers, and here's how they knew it, they were able to follow the comings and goings of these aminos due to it was radioactively tagged. They also took a small sample of leg muscle, or biopsy sounds like, before the men went to sleep, and then again when they woke up. The extra casein did in fact lead to an increase in muscle protein synthesis, and ultimately, you know, what you would expect, muscle growth. Here's my take on the matter. This is the first time that this widely held hypothesis that everyone has was confirmed. And although this won't in and of itself make you an absolute monster, every little bit helps. And I wouldn't leave this one on the table. No way. Especially considering that growth, most of the cellular repair takes place while you're sleeping. As for me, you may be surprised to hear that I'm not a big fan of protein shakes before bed. I think the right one, the right protein powder, is much, much more valuable pre or post-workout. Instead, what do? I have full-fat cottage cheese before turning in. It is loaded with casein, and because it curdles in the stomach, it slowly drips amino acids into your bloodstream overnight. The best option, frankly, is probably steak and eggs, whole eggs. But clearly you can't eat that every night for many reasons. Not the least of which is too much red meat too frequently will skyrocket your creatinine levels. So cottage cheese is my preferred solution. I hope that helps.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... If you ask Dr. Connolly, he'll tell you that you should wake up in the middle of the night and have a protein shake. Because
I wake up anyway, so I might try.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of eating in the middle of the night. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
Well, I think there's probably a biological reason why we're not.
Who's the next question? Eric, I lost pages here somehow. Is the next one Derek Benton, or did we do Derek Benton already?
No, we did him.
Danny Cook.
Yeah.
Danny Cook says, I've tried all kinds of natural test boosters, everything from Tribulus terrestris to Tribulus elatus. I've never even heard that one, to L-Dopa, to Long Jacks and Zinc. The best I can tell, some of these make me feel hornier, but haven't really seen gains attributed to the gym. Is there any benefit to taking them, or have I missed any?
Yeah. You know, his experience mirrors mine. Some of these produce a noticeable feeling you'd expect with increased test production, namely increased sex drive. Of all the listed options, though, I'd have to say Tribulus does it the best in terms of libido. As an aphrodisiac and pro-erection product, good Trib is hard to beat due to its ability to increase nitric oxide. Unbeknownst to most, Tribulus also enhances androgen receptor density in the brain, which may explain the increased sex drive. Now, whether or not it does that in muscle tissue is an open, although I think fascinating, question. But back on point, what are the best test boosters you haven't tried? Well, while Tribulus terrestris has been shown to have no effect on testosterone in most studies, Tribulus elatus, on the other hand, is a different animal. That form of Trib has been shown to significantly increase levels of free testosterone, which is the kind that really matters. Fenugreek, standardized for 50% or more fenusterols, furostenolic saponins is what they're referring to there, is another great option. Sabinsa's fenusterols are the go-to product here. And they, too, have shown a modest ability to boost testosterone. More importantly, they improve glucose disposal and increase appetite to very desirable qualities in adding quality muscle. Another interesting product in that category is Shilajit, which is an Indian cousin of the Russian Mumio that was popular 15, 20 years ago. She Legit is a mixture, like Mumio, of rock press minerals that's used traditionally in Ayurvedic medicine. The main bioactive in She Legit, though, is something known as fulvic acid. You're looking in this country for the Primavi brand. And now currently the only human study that's been done used 200 milligrams of She Legit that had 50% fulvic acid. They gave guys two divided dosages with meals, did that for 90 days. What it found was impressive, though. It does have strong antioxidant activity, but more importantly, it boosted follicle-stimulating hormone and saw some minor increases in HDL and a good whack of lowering LDL. More importantly, a 23.5% increase in total tests has been noted in infertile men, although it's not certain, right, if this applies to fertile men. Now, you're going to see most natural test boosters will claim an increase of total testosterone anywhere from, I'd say, 20 to 35%. Now, let's extrapolate that to get some perspective. I'm going to use a best-case scenario. I'll take 35% boost to total test. And in terms of total test, which ranges from 300 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter, I'm going to take something on the low side, 350 nanograms, because most guys that are feeling it, feel like they need more testosterone, they're going to be low anyway. So starting at 350, a 35% increase only brings you up to 472 nanograms per deciliter. Let's be honest. That's not going to do jack for building more muscle. 1,472 would, but 472 is inconsequential in my opinion. Therefore, your best bet is to use the following two products, I'd say, to increase free testosterone. Either Tribulus elatus or Divinyl, or you sometimes see it sold as Divinex. 3,4-tetrahydrofuran is the chemical you're looking for. It is an active in stinging nettle, although it's tough to come across as a standalone. Worth looking for, though, every penny.
I got to tell you, Jason Leloup is a fan of the show, and he got some test charge from Dr. Jeff when Dr. Jeff was giving away samples. And he got a bottle of test charge, and he got his blood work done pre and post supplementation, and it raised his testosterone. Not, like you said, 35% just brought him up to the low 500s or 600s from where he was. But it definitely worked. Now, the difference between test charge and some of these test boosters is that test charge actually has a naturally occurring form of androgen in it that's isolated from a specific type of pine tree that only grows in the mountains in Montana.
Pine pollen?
Well, it's a form of pine pollen, but it's a unique, it actually comes from the pine needles, not the pollen. Dr. Jeff has a patent on it, and this tree only grows in the highest mountains in Montana.
Cool.
So it there are things out there that work, but as you point out, if you're looking for steroid-like gains, not going to happen. If you're looking for therapeutic levels of increased testosterone, yeah, you could probably do that. But don't expect to have DECA-like effects from test boosters. So, there you go. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We're supposed to have one more question and then the blueprint tip of the day. So maybe we'll do the blueprint tip of the day, and if we have time, we'll answer this one other question. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you
you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Does caffeine consumption cause heartbeats to change? Extra heartbeats, tachycardia, PVCs, atrial fib, all these heart conditions we have today. Is caffeine contributing to it? We're going to find out in the second hour. Right now, we're being rejoined by my co-host, Rob Regish. This is the blueprint tip of the day we're going to deliver right now. So what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is revisiting the anabolic diet 20 years later.
Yeah.
So at the age of 25, I ordered up Dr. Mauro DePasquale's anabolic diet. And I don't know if you remember this, but originally the title was the high-fat diet.
Yeah.
You know,
he just we just talked about it. He was just on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess the name was chosen to pique some interest. It did, like a clay pigeon against a clear blue sky.
Yeah, everybody came out against him, said he was crazy.
Yeah, it really sucked because as you know, it's gold. But regardless, I'll never forget the day it arrived. I dug in and I tore through it. Now, since I was still young, I decided to use it to bulk up. At a starting weight of 195, I made it to 252 with nothing more than creatine, which was new at the time. And that was my all-time top weight ever. In a nutshell, the anabolic diet calls for high fat and moderate protein during the week with very few carbs, rotated with heavy carb consumption on the weekends. Now, from the table provided, I calculated I needed 6,000 calories a day to do it. And being essentially broke, I drank vegetable oil, 2 cups.
I know. I remember the first time you talked about this. When you told the story before, I thought to myself, oh, my God, you have to totally be like, you want muscle so bad. Vegetable oil tastes like motor oil. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, for the cost per calorie, though, it was right for me. It was the only thing. It was first job out of college. I lived in a tiny little apartment, so I had no money.
Right.
But through that drink, that shake alone, which was my anchor, I got 4,800 of those 6,000 calories. The rest I made up in meat and green vegetables. Now, like clockwork, I started gaining, although not in the typical fashion, because what happens on that diet, or at least what happened to me was, over the weekend, I would put on up to 10 pounds from all the carbs and water, but when I returned to low carbs again on Monday, throughout the week, I always lost 8 or 9 pounds to arrive at a net weekly gain of around a pound a week, sometimes more. I hit 252 and honestly felt like I could have kept going. But, you know, I had had enough. My frame was not meant to carry that much weight. So eventually, I cut back to 225 or so, which is where I remain today. Now, I had blood work run during that time, and I will never forget it. Remember, I'm eating whole eggs, tons of red meat, etc., etc. My cholesterol actually dropped, and the HDL-LDL breakouts improved. I was floored. Fast forward 20 years, and just recently, I had put some weight on over the holidays, and it was indisputably bad weight, as the tape measure around my waist showed. But it was a recent SHR episode, right, with the good doctor that jogged my memory, and it was off to the races. This time, though, there would be no vegetable oil, thank God. Just a strict limit on carbs during the day. And more judicious timing of carbs after an induction period to minimize fat spillover. I have not read the update to the anabolic diet. I regret that I haven't. Although I'm sure it's more than worth the asking price. I can tell you that life has gotten a little easier since last using it. Meaning, obviously, more restaurants have low-carb friendly menus. And the like. It also helps to have a supportive significant other who doesn't keep sweets around to tempt me. And it's working. The extra weight finally came off, and my definition has improved due to dropping water. And that's one thing about carbs. The suffix is hydrate. Well, for every gram of carb you store as glycogen, your body stores nearly 3 grams of water with it. So, out go the carbs, out goes the water. Now, that isn't always a good thing. Why? Because muscle is 70% water. And it, you know, when I did this before, I flattened out really, really bad during the week. Doubly so because I'm an ectomorph. Except this time, it's not happening. And I'm not entirely sure why, but I think I've nailed it down to, it's a combination, I think, of the lecithin granules that I've been religiously using, and Synthogen. The lecithin granules do impart a fuller quality to the muscles, right? And that becomes evident around week two of using them. So true is that of Synthogen, especially given its focus on superstocking the muscles with cellular fuel. Comes to mind that it also contains a good whack of taurine, so that too attracts water.
Right.
And the rest of the ingredients do wonders for my work capacity, meaning, I don't know if you've experienced this, but on low carb, I would gas out after the first hard set or two. This time around, I can keep going and going without that precipitous drop in performance. Here's the bottom line. Just because the anabolic diet isn't new anymore doesn't mean it isn't effective. In fact, with some new twists, it can be even more effective than the original. I would go so far as to say combining it, which I'm doing, with intermittent fasting during the week, loading lecithin and Synthogen, is giving me as good muscle fullness and performance without the carbs as with, which is really saying something.
Yeah.
So please do give it a look. It may just be what the doctor ordered.
We really don't have time to answer this other question, so we'll have to push it to next week.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, you know, I'm on an ultra-low carb diet right now, but I got to tell you something. I don't gas out. I'm kicking caffeine again for the second time, and that's why this next interview is going to be interesting to me.
Yeah.
And that makes me weak. When I come off of caffeine, and I use high doses of caffeine. I use somewhere between 500 and 600 milligrams a day when I'm using caffeine. And when I come off of it, I notice a change in strength, but I can work through it because I know that it's the reduction of, the elimination of caffeine that's causing it. And it goes away after a week. But I'm loving this low carb. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
and I'm down 12 pounds right now.
Wow. Yeah, we'll have to talk sometime off air maybe about the finer points. But hey, Dr. DePasquale, well worth your time and money, folks.
Yeah, I mean he's going to be a regular on Superhuman Radio now. He's every other week we're going to have him on. Next show we're doing I think is next Monday about epigenetics. It's going to be a really good one.
That's huge. That's fantastic news.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. What's the website for the book again?
FastMuscleBook.com.
FastMuscleBook.com, 99 cents. Spend a buck. Tootie, there used to be a bar I used to drink in Queens, right on the border of Queens and Brooklyn. It was called Tootie's. It was famous. Jackie Gleason, when he was a young man, bartended there. As a result, he drank there. As a result, people like Desi Arnaz, famous people, all hung out at Tootie's. Tootie's is long gone now. When I was a young man, Tootie was an old guy already. And when we were young guys, we would go into Tootie's bar, and we'd pay 25 cents for a draft beer, and we'd nurse it for 5 hours. And he'd come to the end of the bar, and he'd look at us all of us young guys. Most of us weren't even 18 yet. And he'd say, for crying out loud, spend a buck. I'm telling you, spend a buck, buy Rob's book. There you go. From Tootie is beyond now. He's in heaven now. From Tootie's lips to your ears, go to, what's the website again?
FastMuscleBook.com.
And spend a buck. All right, Rob, I'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about caffeine and your heart. We'll be right back.
The number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I'll be 58 years old this year. And for 8 of these last 58 years, I've been using CanSee eye drops from Wise Choice Medicine, and I can tell you it's the reason I still do not use reading glasses. If you see me at a restaurant, I don't have to reach for reading glasses to see the menu. I can read things without worrying about, oh, do I have my glasses with me? I attribute all of that to the miraculous effects of this intraocular solution. You put a couple drops in each eye every morning, and it keeps your eyes healthy. A lot of good research on the product. CanSee can work for you. Go to canseeeyedrops.com to learn more. Okay, we all use caffeine today. I mean, between coffee and energy drinks, energy shots, and so on. What effect is caffeine having on our heart? That's the subject of the next discussion with my next guest, Dr. Gregory Marcus. How are you doing, Dr. Marcus?
Very good, thanks.
Okay, so what questions were you trying to answer in this research? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, so there's a lot of research regarding how to prevent various types of heart disease and especially coronary artery disease that can result in ultimate blockage of blood flow to the heart and heart, what we would call a heart attack or myocardial infarction. But my interest is in heart rhythm disturbances, and there's very little data or research that looks into why do people develop electrical problems with their heart. We know how to treat many of these electrical problems. We also know that it's very common for people, for everyone, to have an early beat once in a while. Some people have many early beats in a row. We've recently published a couple of papers that have demonstrated that those people with more early beats in the upper chambers of the heart, or the atria, are at higher risk of developing a very important rhythm disturbance called atrial fibrillation, which can lead to stroke and potentially even death. People with very frequent early beats in the lower chambers of the heart, called the ventricles, we've recently demonstrated may be at higher risk of developing heart failure. Therefore, the natural question is, well, how can we prevent very frequent early beats? We can treat them, incidentally, with catheter ablation, which we can talk about later if you
wish. I want now that I know exactly what your expertise is, I have some off-topic questions I'd like to talk about towards the end of the interview.
So, you know, but the question is there some low-hanging fruit here where there's some easily modifiable behaviors or exposures that can affect how frequently we have abnormal heartbeats or early heartbeats? And it seemed, based on kind of conventional wisdom, that perhaps caffeine consumption would be important. So we undertook this study really to test the hypothesis that people who drink more caffeine have more of these early beats.
So how was the study designed?
So we took advantage of a large NIH-funded cohort study, which has several benefits to it, and really did an analysis of data that had already been collected. The benefits to this study that are very difficult to replicate include the fact that it is a community-based cohort study. So as close as we can get to truly representing the general population. So we didn't rely on patients coming in with symptoms or people who had a certain condition. This was community-based. And of about 5,000 people enrolled in this study called the Cardiovascular Health Study, where participants were enrolled from four major metro areas in the U.S., about 1,300 or 1,400 of them had a 24-hour Holter, meaning they were hooked up to electrodes, very similar to an electrocardiogram that people often get in a doctor's office, that can record the electrical activity of the heart for 24 hours.
They used to use cassette tapes with the Holter monitors. Have they gone digital now?
They have. And in fact, there are what we use now clinically are much more convenient. There's a device, for example, that's kind of like a large Band-Aid or essentially like a flash drive in a Band-Aid.
Wow.
That you can wear for up to 2 weeks. There are also now implantable monitors that now we can just inject under the skin, and people can wear for 1 to 3 years. And they can transmit wirelessly. The technology has certainly advanced.
We
use those frequently. So these cardiovascular health study participants underwent a battery of tests, huge number of tests. They were not told, you know, we're going to examine the relationship between these particular questions or these particular measurements and what we do with their Holter study. So we don't think there was any bias there.
Right.
One of the things that they underwent was a comprehensive food frequency questionnaire where they asked about everything about their diet. What we did was hone in on their answers related to caffeinated products. And actually, what we were specifically interested in was the caffeinated products that where there's evidence that there may be some benefit. So actually, the initial title of the paper that I think a peer reviewer asked us to remove was something like consumption of, quote, healthy, end quote, caffeinated products and cardiac ectopy. So specifically, we looked at coffee, chocolate, and tea.
There you go. Yeah.
And we compared those to the counts of early beats in the upper chamber called premature atrial contractions, or PACs, and counts of premature ventricular contractions, those arising from the lower chamber, are also called PVCs. And to cut to the chase, we could find no evidence that our hypothesis was correct. In other words, we found no relationship between caffeine consumption and the counts of these early beats. Now, there are several limitations to the study that are worth mentioning. One is we didn't measure exactly what these participants consumed the day that they wore their Holter. That being said, there's no reason to think that they would have changed their normal habits on that day.
Right.
Number two, This was really looking at chronic consumption. It was asking over the last year, how much coffee have you consumed, how much chocolate, how much tea. All that being said, there's really no great evidence that there is a clear relationship between more caffeine and more of these early beats. Now, despite that, I will tell you that as a clinician, I'm both a researcher and a clinician, and my clinical practice as a cardiac electrophysiologist is really dedicated to treating patients with heart rhythm disturbances. And I have seen anecdotally some patients who have found that caffeine appears to trigger their heart rhythm problem. I've also seen patients who say, you know, when I get my heart rate up a little bit, when I exercise a little bit, or when I have a caffeinated product, it actually suppresses my heart rhythm. And then others say it really doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, my conclusion from these findings is that, number one, it's not correct to make a blanket statement about the health or dangers of caffeine, in moderation, of course, but rather that there's likely an idiosyncratic relationship based on a given individual.
Right.
And this fits with this whole idea of what many people are calling precision medicine, meaning that we need to figure out, for a given person, a particular medicine at a particular dose may act one way or may act another way. And there are all sorts of genetic influences, certainly environmental influences that make each of us unique. And we have to go on the best evidence. So I don't mean to undermine, you know, expert consensus where there's great data based on randomized trials. But ultimately, I think where we are headed in terms of research and medicine is to figure out, how can we predict for a given individual, oh, you're the type of person that caffeine is not a problem for, or you're the type of person that probably should avoid caffeine. I also have an active research program looking at alcohol, where, again, talking only about alcohol in moderation, because clearly alcohol abuse is, there's no doubt that's a problem, and people with alcoholism or that propensity should avoid alcohol. However, there is some data that a moderate amount of alcohol may prevent some types of heart disease. There's also data that alcohol may lead to heart rhythm disturbances, yeah, specifically atrial fibrillation, and patients often ask me, well, so should I have a glass of red wine a day, or should I avoid alcohol? Same thing, they also ask me the same about caffeine. And what my answer has been is, you know, it's going to be specific to you. So it's okay to experiment in moderation and see what happens. Again, we can talk more about, well, what if they have an episode of their arrhythmia? What, you know, isn't that a bad thing? I would say that in the short term, it's not, and there are certain treatments that we can provide to mitigate risk, and others, such as I mentioned, catheter ablation to potentially help cure.
I gotta
say something. With all due respect, using the word cure and ablation,
yeah,
together to me is like really not an appropriate use of these two words, because ablation doesn't cure. You're actually killing some of the electro cells of the heart, right?
Well, so it's a good, very good question, and it's a little complex, and some of that is related to atrial fibrillation.
Right.
So I would say that ablation can cure certain arrhythmias, and there are some arrhythmias, but you're right that the way we do that is via killing some cells. So a good example of the sort of ablation that works 95% of the time and has very low risk, yeah, is for certain arrhythmias that would fall under the category of supraventricular tachycardia, or uh-huh, SVT.
Right.
So these are most commonly related to very well-characterized circuits in the heart, oftentimes due to, for example, an extra pathway that connects the upper and lower chambers. And when we ablate that extra pathway. So it's true, we're killing those cells, but those cells are what's responsible for these circuits and the very fast rhythms that result. And when we ablate, 95% of the time, or in some studies even more, we get rid of, that rhythm is gone forever. The patients don't need any more medicine, so I would argue that they are cured.
Okay.
Of that.
Okay.
Now, there are some arrhythmias.
Can those patients expect, let's say one of those patients is is an avid runner or a cyclist, and they have developed this idiopathic type of rhythm problem that a lot of runners develop. After that type of an ablation, can they continue to run as well as they did, or now is their heart just not going to work as well as it did before?
No, the expectation is that they should be able to run as well as they did before.
Okay. Then that's absolutely a cure. Then that's a cure. I agree with that.
Now, I think it's important to mention atrial fibrillation, which has become one of the most common rhythms that is ablated, is different. Atrial fibrillation is much more, number one, more common. Number two, more complicated. And I think, again, going back to this precision medicine idea, the mechanism of atrial fibrillation, unlike mechanisms of supraventricular tachycardia, where, again, there's just a single extra pathway that's an easy target for ablation, atrial fibrillation likely represents multiple different mechanisms that kind of manifest in one pathway.
Yes, yes.
So ablation can work well for 60 to 70% of people, but it's tougher to treat with ablation.
Okay. I want to take a break, and I want to come back, and I want to stay with this discussion about ablation for a second, okay? And
sure.
Not ablation, I'm sorry, about atrial fib.
Sure.
So just let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Gregory Marcus. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com. Your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Greg Marcus about the effects of caffeine, or I want to get back into that in a minute on heartbeats, but I want to stay with AFib just for a second, because it's been my observation of almost 11 years of doing this show that we are in an epidemic of atrial fib today. And it's just, I have to believe, as a physician in this world, you have to be asking yourself the question, what the heck's going on? And I don't want to, I'm tired of some people saying we're living longer. That's BS. We've been living into the eighth and ninth decade of our lives since recorded history. And so more of us may be living longer, but the presence of this particular anomaly has not been at this level ever before. Have you noticed it too?
Well, there is some evidence that the prevalence is going up for unknown reasons. There are a number of potential explanations. So one is, it's not just that living longer means people are around more so they can experience more atrial fibrillation, but age is by far the most important risk factor. So as one ages, the risk of AFib goes way up. So something like 5% of everyone over age 60 has atrial fibrillation, and at least 10% of everyone over age 80 has atrial fibrillation. That's number one. Number two, I think the awareness of the disease has gone way up, partly because we now know what, thanks to kind of long-term studies, that atrial fibrillation can lead to problems, specifically stroke and other clots going elsewhere. And there are good randomized trials to demonstrate that if you treat this with anticoagulation, you can prevent those strokes. So the awareness has been growing. And I think in the past, people may not have made as big a deal of it as they do now. It's now being recognized that some strokes are due to asymptomatic atrial fibrillation. That's another big thing that I think has just come to awareness in the past decade or so, that atrial fibrillation can often be silent. Therefore, people are looking for it more, and because they're looking for it, they're finding it.
Are you saying even silent to an EKG, they can't see it?
Correct, because the atrial fibrillation can be intermittent. We call that paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. So if you're not in atrial fibrillation at that moment that you get your EKG, you're not going to know
right.
That it's there.
Okay.
And that comes back to your question about the modern monitors that we require sometimes, long-term monitoring to detect atrial fibrillation.
Okay, so AFib is a very, very, is a growing problem in this country. And as you point out, it could contribute to stroke and so on. But that's a result of hemodynamics and the thrombotic index of blood, isn't it? I mean, if you have blood that's easy to clot, platelets that are sticking together, because of diet, you could be prone to a stroke, even if a mild change in heart rate occurs, right?
Well, so the mechanism by which stroke is thought to occur in atrial fibrillation is related to stasis of blood. So in atrial fibrillation, the top chambers, rather than pumping normally with these strong contractions, is instead fibrillating. It's just kind of sitting there. and there is a part of the left upper chamber, the left atrium, called the left atrial appendage, which is a little appendage, a little pocket off of that left atrium, where these emboli or these clots tend to form. And it's thought that it's because the blood just isn't moving well. So just like, you know, if you cut yourself and blood pools, it then is activated to clot. So that's thought to be the mechanism, that in the atrial fibrillation, a clot can form, and then if that clot moves out of there, out of that left atrial appendage and travels to the brain, you get a stroke. If it travels to the heart, you get a heart attack. Travels to the kidney, you get some kidney problems. What's been very clearly shown is that if you give patients with atrial fibrillation a blood thinner, then you can reduce that risk.
Right.
The other thing that comes back to what you're saying about a given person's constitution and the stickiness of their blood, that is indeed extremely important. So within a given atrial fibrillation patient, there is a spectrum of stroke risk. And there's, of course, a risk of giving someone a blood thinner, taking a blood thinner. So the people at the lowest risk, and there's a score called the CHADS-VASc score that we can talk about in detail if you'd like, but the message to remember is, essentially, if someone is younger than 65 and they have no other risk factors, so they don't have high blood pressure, they don't have diabetes, they don't have heart failure, they hadn't had a previous stroke, they don't have any other heart disease or blood vessel disease, then they are likely at a low enough risk, even in the setting of atrial fibrillation, that they probably either need nothing or some would advocate for an aspirin a day.
Right.
Once one develops one of those other risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart failure, they've had a previous stroke, they've had a heart attack, then they are likely candidates for a blood thinner. The other interesting thing is that for reasons that remain unknown, women are actually at higher risk of stroke in the setting of atrial fibrillation. So being a woman is actually gives you a point on the CHADS-VASc score. I think most people, if someone is otherwise totally healthy and young and they're a woman, probably would generally recommend nothing or an aspirin. Certainly, again, if there's any other risk factor and one is a woman, then that kind of more strongly would suggest they would benefit from a blood thinner.
You know, I am somebody who... when I turned 40, I had such a terrible rhythm problem with my heart that I was on schedule to get a pacemaker.
Hmm.
And I'll turn 58 this year. My heart is perfect.
Hmm.
But that's because I discovered that pathological changes to the heart and physiological changes to the heart are very, very different. And physiological changes can correct pathological changes. And that's when I learned about heavy resistance training, how heavy resistance training can help remodel the heart. I remember reading those studies back in then that about they would take rats and they would clamp their heart and then throw them in a pool and make them swim, and they'd get this change in the muscle tissue. Then they'd unclamp the heart and they'd throw them back in the pool and they'd make them swim every day for like 3 hours, and the problem would go away. It would resolve itself. It was just miraculous. And I started to get this message that you can actually help your heart fix itself by challenging it with. And obviously, this isn't something you can't be reckless with it because you'll kill yourself. But you just gently starting to push yourself into slightly greater challenges. And today, I mean, I just squatted 700 pounds a few months ago. I mean, I have nothing wrong with my heart. And I'll never forget, Ed Bradley was running for president at the time. I was 39 years old. I remember my doctor telling me I was in good company because Ed Bradley had to pull out of the race, his presidential bid. I mean, Bill Bradley, the basketball player. Bill Bradley was running for president. He said, oh, you're in good company. He just pulled out for the same problem. He has AFib and, you know, and all these problems with his heart. Don't worry about it. And I thought, I'm 39 years old. I don't want to be relegated to drugs and you know, worrying about this. And after being very depressed for about a year, I started to read literature about cardiac remodeling and the effects of weightlifting. And lo and behold, just within a couple years, I have no skip beats anymore at all. I mean, I'm 58 years old. I go for regular EKGs. But, you know, I want to get back to the discussion of caffeine. I want to take a break. And I want to sort out Obviously, we're talking about, as you pointed out, healthy caffeine, coffee, tea, chocolate, these kind of things. But there's other stuff out there, these energy drinks, which pack a bit more of a wallop. So let's just address that when we come back. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Marcus. We're talking about caffeine now and its effect on the heart. We're back on that because it's an important discussion because a lot of people in our audience use pre-workout supplements. I can't use them. I'm not going to take the chance in pushing my heart into that zone at my age, but a lot of people still use them. There's lots of evidence that these affect the heart differently than, say, coffee, tea, or chocolate, right?
Well, so I don't know how robust that evidence is. I do think that, you know, I tried to stress earlier kind of all things in moderation, especially when it comes to substance use. And I think we don't know. And I think we need more research, which is kind of not a very satisfying answer, perhaps. And I did want to mention a study that we're doing, because we're very interested to understand these things. And, in fact, your story about how you found an activity that seemed to help with your particular heart problem is inspiring and is informative, and I think teaches us that different people may react differently to different behaviors and exposures. And we're again, very interested to try to figure that out. So we have a study that some may have heard of called the Healthy Heart Study. Healthy Heart Study, but it's with a little e as in electronic. And we designed this with the understanding that many people out there are very interested in contributing generously to research, but they don't want to, they don't have access to a academic medical center, or they don't have time to come in for a full day and undergo a bunch of tests. So this is all internet-based. Mm-hmm. We have about 40,000 people enrolled thus far. The American Heart Association is a important partner working with us, and they're a very strong advocate for us, and they also believe this is an important study. And anyone 18 years of age or older can join. We're trying to get to 1 million people. Doesn't matter if you have heart disease or not. And the data is very secure. It's all, you know, password protected. It's approved by the University of California, San Francisco, Institutional Review Board. We have an NIH certificate of confidentiality. And the data is going to be treated very seriously and rigorously analyzed. The other part of it that may be of particular interest to your listeners, who clearly are interested in fitness, is that participants can connect devices. So they can connect Fitbits, mm-hmm. they can connect Bluetooth-enabled blood pressure cuffs and scales, and then once connected, we then collect all that data. There's even a smartphone-based ECG monitor called AliveCore that we have a connection with. So if they have that, they can download that, and we can collect all of this data. We also recently received a grant from the NIH to become the national infrastructure to facilitate the conduct of mHealth or mobile health-based research. And anyone who's a member of the Healthy Heart Study will be invited to participate in that effort, this national effort, to understand how to best use these devices and how to leverage the data from those devices to enhance health. Finally, we just submitted a grant, going back to your story in particular, where we're very interested in conducting what we call N-of-1 studies, where individuals, and this will be actually specific to atrial fibrillation, and I don't know if this grant will be funded, certainly hope it will, but essentially the idea would be we're going to, if funded, we would meet with many atrial fibrillation patients and get their input regarding what they think important triggers for their disease are, and then they would be randomized to this N-of-1 mobile app versus normal care, essentially. Mm-hmm. And if they're randomized to the N-of-1 app, they can put in, I want to test and see if caffeine is a trigger for me. They put that in, and then they are then given instructions for a week, for example. Okay, drink your coffee today. Drink your coffee today. And then record whether you actually have an atrial fibrillation episode. Then for a week, avoid coffee today. Avoid coffee. So it's in a very scientifically rigorous fashion, in an objective way, we can quantify the actual relationship between these patient-identified triggers and actual episodes of AFib.
That's really cool. I mean, I wear a Fitbit. I love my Fitbit. I track my sleep. I track my exercise. I track everything. And I love that about it. I know so many people are wearing these monitoring devices now. That's perfect. You get a lot of people could just join in. That's fantastic. Maybe you can send me the information, and we can put it up on our website.
Absolutely. So we, and as we discussed, I think with one of your producers, we can provide a superhuman radio specific URL. And then if people want to just click on that link, and I'll make sure we can chat afterwards about getting it on your website. And if it's of interest, we can then come back, you know, a few months later and say, hey, here's how many people signed up from your show. Here's what they're doing, and here's how many connected their Fitbits. That'd be terrific.
Very cool. All right, let's talk a little bit more about caffeine for a second. So caffeine clearly exerts an ergogenic effect on the heart. And earlier you said that a little alcohol in moderation may not be the worst thing in the world for some people. And I do believe, I've actually been pondering the value of ritual versus what it is that you are ritualizing. So if you're like George Burns, he loved to smoke cigars, he lived into his 90s. Sometimes if you're so committed to something being a ritual, maybe the benefits of that may outweigh the potential risks of that particular high-risk behavior. I'm not sure about that. I'm not saying that that's for fact, but I've been pondering that lately about rituals. And I know there's a lot of people who love to have a glass of wine with dinner. I come from an Italian family. I used to be a big drinker when I was a young guy. I love alcohol. I don't lie to myself and say that alcohol is good for me because it's a neurotoxin. There are some people out there who say it's a hormetic. It could cause hormetic effects if you're taken in moderation. I say, well, then mercury should be a hormetic and so should be lead and everything else. So my question to you is, we know that alcohol actually changes, calcium flux into the cardiomyocytes and actually brings calcium into the mitochondria of the muscle fiber, therefore screwing it up, so to speak. And we also know that caffeine exerts its ergogenic effects on the calcium channel. What if telling people alcohol in moderation is okay, caffeine's okay, but we find out that 1 + 1 = 4?
Right. So several comments on that. So number one, both caffeine and alcohol have multiple effects. It's kind of like the same issue of taking data from people who eat a whole food and trying to get it down to the one single, mechanistic ingredient.
Right.
These things have so many different effects that it's very hard to tease out. And the only way or the kind of the highest standard in determining the true effects of these would be through a randomized trial. And there has not yet been a randomized trial of moderate alcohol versus not, or randomized trial of caffeine versus not. The other thing I would say regarding your, and hopefully in the future those will happen, and I know that the NIH is putting out a request for applications for a randomized trial of alcohol, which, you know, many of us would be very interested in participating in. The other thing I'll say regarding the ritual aspect that you mentioned, which is also interesting and important. First, I would say I think there are some exposures that there's such clear evidence that they're harmful that whether it's ritualistic or not, they should be avoided, smoking being a clear example.
Right.
However, when it comes to things like caffeine, and I think there's actually data on alcohol and there's data on exercise, it does seem that, if you don't drink at all and then suddenly you binge drink, similarly to if you're a total couch potato and suddenly you do, you overextend yourself doing rigorous exercise, that's not healthy.
Right.
But regular exercise is healthy. Probably drinking moderately on a regular basis, it may be, I shouldn't say probably, may be safer than, I think if you're having a small amount, it's okay to do that once in a while. But certainly having a moderate amount on a regular basis is healthier for the heart than binge drinking. There's actually some evidence that, we think of alcohol as reducing the risk of heart attack, but there's evidence that binge drinking can actually increase the risk of heart attack.
Right.
That's in the published literature. We have some other data that patients who have been coded as having alcohol abuse by their physicians are actually also at increased risk of heart attack. And I think, the question is, is it that moderate alcohol consumption would be fine for everyone, or are there differences within individuals such that some people would benefit, whereas in other people it's harmful?
Yeah, and that comes back down to that individualized medicine and individualized approach to everything, even exercise. We're talking about that more often on the show as well. All right, last commercial break. I've got a couple more questions, and I think you'll find them interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple-patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SH. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we're going to go back with Dr. Gregory Marcus to talk a little bit more about atrial fibrillation for a second. I mean, I feel so fortunate to have you on the show, I have to tell you something, because this is something that I've thought a lot about. You know, I read that book, Molecules, something and something. It was Merck put it out. It was the result of a one-week symposium. It's a collection of all the research on
on heart disease, heart failure, and methods of reversing it. You know, things like IGF-1, thymosin beta-4, and all these other molecules that seem interesting right now. I keep thinking about atrial fibrillation because I know so many people who have it. And I keep thinking about a phenomenon that isn't talked about much amongst the community of physicians who care for people with heart problems. That's Romheld syndrome. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Dr. Romheld was around in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and he's the guy who put together the connection between gastric problems and the heart, and heart rhythms most specifically. And I did a whole show on Romheld syndrome when we discovered it, because so many people were emailing me and messaging me about 6-7 years ago saying, you know, after a big meal, my heart starts like jumping around and misfiring. And so I started to do some research, and I found some really, really old research that was published in the 20s about this Dr. Romheld and this Romheld syndrome. And so that started, that gave me the connection between the gastric cardiac connection, so to speak. And we have people who have gut problems today. These gut problems are what are leading to young adults developing obstructive sleep apnea who don't have the phenotypes for it. They're not fat. They're not old. You know, they don't smoke. They're not using any type of drugs that would make them develop narrowed airways. Yet their airways are narrowing, and we have people that I remember talking about a study about 5 or 6 months, maybe it was in 2015, that they just did looking at waist circumference, body fat, and this, and what they discovered was we have a whole population of people whose waists are expanding because of distended stomachs, and they're not adding body fat. Their stomachs are bloated from the inside. Now, this could be visceral fat. I give you that. It could be visceral fat. But usually, if you develop visceral fat, you're also developing other fat in other areas, like in the type 2 diabetes model. These people are just exclusively having these problems with distended stomachs from their digestive system literally being like swelled up. And it goes north. So it goes past the esophageal sphincter. And obviously, lots of people have GERD today. It swells the airways. We have this new phenomenon now called silent GERD. People who don't have frank heartburn, but their gut is constantly leaking, and they end up with esophageal cancer. They end up with polyps in their nose because they're constantly breathing this hydrochloric acid, and all these other problems. So my question to you is anyone within the community that you're involved in, are they looking at what is the connection with gut problems today and the preponderance of atrial fib and other rhythm issues?
Yeah, so I think there is a known phenomenon or a known what I would call subtype of AFib, going back to the idea that AFib represents multiple different mechanisms, called vagal AFib.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe for your listeners to review real quick, the autonomic nervous system, or the nervous system that is not under our conscious control, kind of has two branches. One is called the sympathetic nervous system, and that's really the adrenaline fight or flight side. And then there's what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is delivered predominantly by the vagus nerve. So we call that the vagal side. And those two sides of the nervous system are in constant tension. That's in a healthy way. They're in constant balance. So when we exercise or when we get scared, our adrenaline goes up. The sympathetic system goes up and the vagal calms down. When we're digesting, when we're at rest, when we're asleep, we have more vagal tone. Some people do appear to have a vagally mediated atrial fibrillation, and their trigger is often related to the gut. So when, you know, if you get really sick to your stomach, sometimes you might feel faint if you have food poisoning, for example, and that's because your vagus nerve is really becoming overactivated.
Right.
There does appear to be this relationship with the esophagus specifically and AFib. There hasn't been a lot of studies on it. But certainly anecdotally, I can tell you I've had several patients tell me they have a cold drink and they feel that coolness in their esophagus and they go into atrial fibrillation.
Yeah, yeah.
The people with vagal AFib classically get it more at rest, more after a meal, and I have some patients who say they do some push-ups and their AFib goes away. Now, and again, this is why the subtypes are so important, because it's important not to make this a universal statement
right.
that, you know, the vagal tone is bad and that leads to atrial fibrillation, because many people have, and probably the majority of people have, AFib that's totally unrelated. Some people get AFib with exercise.
Right.
The vagal AFib does seem to be perhaps a little bit more in the otherwise healthy individuals. Although I'll tell you, amongst the electrophysiology scientific community, there's a lot of controversy here. Some are adamant that AFib is all about vagal tone. And in fact, when we do an AFib ablation, and there are a number of purported mechanisms by which ablation helps AFib, we are encircling pulmonary veins in the left atrium, and this arose primarily due to the observation that some people have triggers or early beats that come from the pulmonary veins, and so if you can electrically disconnect them from the rest of the upper chamber, you can prevent AFib. It was subsequently recognized that the nerve bundles, or what are called the ganglia, the vagal ganglia that innervate the atrium, happen to sit right around where we burn when we do these ablations. And sometimes you will see, as you're doing the burn, the heart will either slow way down or even stop. Fortunately, we have catheters in the heart so we can pace the heart if that happens. So it's not a dangerous thing. And there's some evidence that if you see that, which is a clear vagal response, that those patients do especially well. Now, is that because everybody has relies on some vagal inputs and you're killing those vagal inputs and that's why everybody has AFib? I'm skeptical of that. I think it's more likely that some people have vagal AFib, and in those people, they have these sensitive ganglia, and if you get that response, then that's good for them.
It's a great discussion, Dr. Marcus. It really is. So much more than just the caffeine. Let's wrap this interview up. Going back, what do you want people to take away from this research that we started out talking about, and that is the effects of caffeine on heartbeats?
Well, so first I would say that from a general statement that moderate consumption of regular caffeine is unlikely to be unhealthy for the heart, that if you have a fast heart rhythm, it may be triggered by the caffeine, but it may not. I wouldn't just make that assumption. In general, assuming you don't have heart failure or other more severe forms of heart disease, in my opinion, it's okay to experiment with moderate amounts of caffeine. I would say that the way, the kind of the cutting edge research is going to be in figuring out this personalized medicine or precision medicine. Mm-hmm. And again, I would, you know, encourage your viewers, they can Google the Healthy Heart Study and join, and hopefully we'll get the banner on your guys' website. Even if you're not participating in our study, contributing to research is important. That's how we learn all of these things. And I would, you know, encourage, and it's a great thing to do. It, you know, is a meaningful kind of contribution that people can donate. It doesn't require money. It's just your time and your data, really. And there's a lot more for us to learn. I think it's a very exciting time. I think, you know, our scientific discoveries are increasing exponentially thanks to technology in large part, and thanks, of course, to people generous enough to donate their time and their data. You know, I would leave it there.
Thank you for being on the air today, Dr. Marcus. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Thanks.
Take
my pleasure.
Hi, that's it. We also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour for the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to check out CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And that's all we have for today. And thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
even for extraordinary people.